right. What is up, everybody? Welcome out. Welcome, welcome. I see the number going up as you're jumping on. Say what's up. Say where you're coming in from. Oh, look. What's up, David? Good to see you. That's a name I have not seen in a while. Good to see you, David. Doc David. So, as you guys know from the posts, the emails, and everything that went out today, this is episode one of the relaunch of my YouTube show slash podcast, A Look Behind the Curtain with Chris. The purpose of this show is to reach out and speak to individuals who are creating great success in their lives, who have overcome obstacles, who are on a mission to create a better world, and share their stories with you, share how they did it, share a bit of their background, and really just go behind the curtain and really get to meet the people who are creating that success. And I'm really, really excited because the gentleman that I'm bringing out for you guys here today is not only a very good friend of mine, mentor, but as I'll talk to you guys here in just a little bit when we touch on his accolades, is exactly everything that embodies what I just spoke about. A man who has overcome obstacles, who has a mission to change this world, to leave it better than it already is. And so before we do dive in, guys, I want to just say welcome, welcome, welcome out to A Look Behind the Curtain with Chris. The show today is sponsored by, brought to you by the DD214 Secrets book. It is your top secret guide to service and success post-military. It is a very simple read that walks you through five of the fundamental steps to living your best life. Whether you're a civilian or still inside the military, a veteran, it has all the fundamentals in there for you. And you can actually pick it up today for free. All you have to do is pay shipping and we'll send it directly to your door. So with that out of the way, I really want to share with you guys a really amazing man. He is a father, he is a husband, he is an entrepreneur, and he is a 20 plus year veteran in personal growth and development. I have been able to have the great opportunity to travel the world with him. I've watched him impact hundreds of thousands of people and change their lives. I am one of those people. I would not be here in front of you here today with the success I have, with the relationships I do, with basically most of what I have today without this man's presence in my life, his guidance, his support. And so I'd love for you guys to meet. For some of you guys, you already know who this is. For the rest of you, I'd love for you to meet a mentor of mine, a good friend, Mr. Todd Campbell. So I'm going to bring him out. Welcome, brother. Welcome.
Well, hello, everybody. Right on. Well, I'll just apologize for my background right now. Getting to travel all the time. I'm actually in, Bakersfield, Texas, just outside of Waco, Texas. Checking out a new facility that we are going to be using for some of the advanced courses. So I'm a little bit out of town, so I'm not my normal background, but I got good Wi-Fi, so I'm not going to move.
Awesome. Love it. And I can't wait to hear and see more about those new locations, brother. So really quick, for those of the people on the line who don't know who you are, who have never had an experience of you before, just a real quick 2 to 5 minute backstory. Who's Todd Campbell? Where do you come from? Have you always been an entrepreneur? Just real quick summary of you.
Very good. My name is Todd Campbell. Actually, a serial entrepreneur in that I've never worked for anybody my whole life. Straight out of school, started my own companies. And that's actually what led me really to get into personal growth and development. Lucky enough to have married the woman of my dreams, had two beautiful children, had a very successful business, or what looks successful to everybody else. And I was literally dying, so to speak. Nobody ever taught me how to balance all these things. When you run your own company, you become an entrepreneur, the pressures can be high, especially when your wife, your family's trusting. It's bottom line you. It's not that you got just a guaranteed paycheck coming in. Two young children, all of these pieces, nobody taught me how to balance it. And so, although we were fairly successful, I had people coming up to me all the time saying, you lived in the right zip code, drove the right cars. And they'd say, man, I wish I had your life. And when I knew something was really up was when I heard people say that and I didn't even want what I had. Because it was just without the proper mindset, even though things were rolling, it was constant pressure, constantly felt like, man, if even one thing happens, the whole house of cards is going to come down. Had a lot of stress, didn't know how to deal with my own stress, my own anxiety, found myself really walling off to my family, old things were coming up for me that I thought I dealt with as far as my self-worth and my limiting beliefs, all the way down to the fact where it got to the point where about on the verge of divorce, even from the very woman I loved the most in the world. And started into personal growth and development because I decided I'd rather find myself than lose everything. And best decision I ever made. So that was about 23, 24 years ago. Just celebrated my 51st birthday on Friday. And so for the last 20 years, first I became the best student I could be of personal growth and development. I have worked with so many amazing mentors. I've been on tour with some of the greats. And for the last 20 years, I've toured the world teaching personal growth and development, because the most amazing thing was once I became that carnivore and really got myself figured out, really got on the path to owning multiple different businesses at a time without that stress, truly restructuring what wealth and abundance was to me, learning how to hold all relationships. In other words, have this and this. I always heard that you could either have a successful business or you could have great relationships with your family and spend time with them. And truth of the matter is no, you can have it all, but you got to be willing to do the work and stretch. And so once I really found that piece in me, I was lucky enough to tour the world with the longest running, oldest personal growth and development seminar company. In fact, go on to be their head facilitator, start my own companies. As Chris said, we toured the world. And, you know, it's just one of those things. The most amazing thing ever is I know people will do it for different reasons. Nobody probably that I live, theirs is going to look different. But once you get a piece of that, if you can be a catalyst for every human being on the face of this planet to have their version of what their dream life is, that's where it's been amazing. So right now I'm the chief transformational officer for Entra. I get the opportunity to literally help hundreds and hundreds of people a month. And we do it through live experiential transformational growth, not educational, not motivational, but true transformational growth. And without sounding too bold, we are the best at what we do, and I have the best team, and we have the best career. And so couldn't be prouder of what we get to do. And so I think that's, hopefully that's enough information for anybody that's out there to go, yeah, he started as a white hot dumpster trash fire. He found personal growth. He turned himself into something, and now he can't wait to give it all away and help other people. That would be the shortest version.
I love it, brother. And yeah, that is the cliff notes for sure, because I know I've been knowing you a long time, and I know there's a lot of really amazing things. And so in 30 minutes, we can't touch on them all. But yes, absolutely. And there's tons of people giving you love and saying what's up and wishing you a happy birthday inside the comments right now. So I just want to let you know. We are going to definitely dive into some more mindset, some personal development stuff, which is your area of expertise for sure. So if you guys are already gaining value from this, be sure to share the video so others can see it as well. But I've always wanted to ask you something, and I think now is a perfect time to do so. What did you want to be when you were little? What did you want to be when you grew up?
You know what? This is a hilarious story. So if you got a minute for total comedy rather than actual, you know, who is this guy and how did he become this guy? You know, evidently I used to want to hold on to my mom's apron strings really bad. You know, my dad was a police officer growing up. He was never there. We could go into that. That's a whole different subject. But at any rate, time I saw anybody doing anything, I would constantly ask my mom, didn't matter what profession they were, I would constantly be asking my mom, you know, do I have to go to school to do that? And the answer was always yes. Until one day, a blind broom salesman came to our door, and my mom ended up buying a broom from him. He was with the Lions organization for the blind. And when I asked my mom, do I have to do that or go to school to do that? She said, no. And I said, then that's what I want to be. Now, what makes this story not just throwaway, but ironic is, Chris, you've been now to Camp Dogwood, and you know, we're going to have another influence class at Camp Dogwood, which we now go back and work with the Lions organization. And Camp Dogwood is one of the largest summer camps for blind children in the, you know, whole Northwest, or excuse me, I guess that'd be the, well, it's in South Carolina, so the whole eastern part of the United States. And we have now done some legacy projects there. We have taught several of our third level leadership classes there, and we leave a difference. And we've made a difference to now God, I think they're counting over 6,000 blind children. They got to go do summer camp in a whole different way because of what we did, what we donated, what we left as a leadership team. And now we're going back for another round in March. And so it's kind of ironic how all things fit together. So long way around, I wanted to be a blind broom salesman. And instead, I now get the opportunity to help the Lions organization and all the children out there because my favorite quote in the whole world, and it became something I lived by because was a quote by Helen Keller. You know, she was once asked, what would be worse than being blind? And she said, it would be far worse to have sight, been born with sight, but yet have no vision. And a big part of what we teach in our work is, you know, sight is a function of the eyes, vision is a function of the heart. And for anybody that's out there listening to this, obviously, if Chris is one of your mentors, if any of this makes sense to you, when you find something you're passionate about and really create a vision of the life you want to live, a life by your design, you choose your path, you choose, let's just say, your destination, it's scary. Because then nobody else is responsible, but it's the most liberating thing, and it's the only destination that you really want to reach at the end. So there you go. That's what I wanted to be when I grew up. Now, I went through several things in school. I almost went to law school, took on other things, even had full ride scholarships that I turned down because entrepreneurialism got into my blood, and I could never see working for somebody else when I could actually control my own destiny, my own future, my own self-worth, and my own value.
Awesome. And that is quite comical and definitely not a throwaway, knowing how that's come so full circle for you and the, you know, everyone in your life now too. So that's really awesome. And if you guys are, you know, if you guys think that's funny, or if you guys also have that entrepreneurial fire inside of you, let me know in the comments, drop some comments, drop some love. Next question I got for you, brother, is, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important do you believe mindset is and why?
Well, I'm going to say a 10. Number one, because, you know, it'd be really weird if I didn't know what I do. But, you know, the truth of the matter is you can have a great skill set. You can even have amazing natural talents. You can even go and spend a lot of money acquiring certificates, diplomas, qualifications, all of these things. The only people I have ever seen, number one, truly rise to the top of whatever niche, whatever arena they're in, and number two, do it with a passion where they actually love their life and sustain it and want to be there, are the people that can develop that resilient mindset, that forward-moving mindset. The fact that they keep dreaming, pushing further, is what keeps them from falling back. And so, you know, the way I look at it is you can have a great mindset. And by that, I mean, be pretty positive about everything, but not the passion to apply it to, let's just say, purpose and drive and everything it takes to be successful. And you can be blissfully happy and broke and have no options, just as you can have a great skill set and probably have monetary wealth, everything else, but no passion in your life, no sustainability, no real vision, no happiness. It's only when you have the proper mindset mixed with the proper skill set that you really have all. And so, because I've seen so many variables, I've had everybody from people starting off to, you know, people that want to break from the seven figure to multiple seven figure areas. It's always mindset that makes the difference, because you're going to do okay with just your natural abilities. The X factor is how you view yourself, other people, the world, and the mindset that you bring to all these opportunities. It's that one disclaimer, right? Individual results may vary.
Yep.
In other words, that individual brings themselves to it. The consistency, the X factor is the mindset.
Absolutely. I mean, elegantly said, as always. You know, there's people on this call right now who to this day, you know, and Liam and I, we do a lot of really hard work for our veterans to give them education. And to this day, they still tell us one of the most impactful educations that they've ever gone through was one where we had Todd come out as a VIP guest and share a two-part mindset training with them that actually led for our first millionaire to ever be created inside of OVF. That mindset shift applied to the skills that they were learning is what they attribute to that success. And so, you know, without, you know, me saying it, you just said it too. And so that's really, you know, 100% agree. And not that I needed to, but I believe that that's just the driving force, right? And so I'm glad that we were able to touch on it. One thing I did want to ask you, you know, if you could go back in time and talk to yourself maybe at 18 years old, what bit of advice, what if like you can give yourself a quick sentence or a bar that could change your entire future and put you on a course of, you know, to where you are today at a much faster rate, what would you tell yourself?
Trust yourself. And I know that may seem like just a tidbit of information, man, if you could go back to 18, but every time that I did something against what my intuition was screaming, it never turned out. Every time I was like, man, you know, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't align with me. Any kind of peer pressure, any kind of doing anything out of, let's just say, guilt or obligation, everything for me that I would go back and if I could change, might have been big events. It might have even been things that I chose to invest in and I would say don't, or missed out on the opportunity of an investment or a partnership or one I maybe shouldn't have taken on, everything. It's the one thing that was true in all of those situations. It was the one constant. If something calls to your heart, if something goes, man, I'd like to have some of that. This seems right. But then we pick it all apart by getting, let's just say, doubtful, looking at it from scarcity, playing the game of, well, what would I have to lose or how bad is this going to hurt, versus looking at it as what would I have to gain or what possibility could come from this. It was all in that. So, you know, for any of the guests, I'm sure you can agree with me. Anytime you have done something against what your intuition was screaming, it's never worked out. So I would have gone back and told myself that, because it would have taken care of any other piece of advice I could have given myself at a core level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I love that, because I like asking this question, because you get two sides of the, it's like a dichotomy, right? There's always two varying sides. There's always the one person, much like yourself, who finds that one through line, which trusting themselves, which then could change the course of directory. And then you have the opposite side where the person will say, well, I wouldn't change anything because it made me who I am today. But that wasn't like, I understand, but the question always is, that would get you where you are, same person, but just there faster, right? And so I love that the trust is the thing that would do that. Trusting yourself, trusting your gut, as we would say, letting your intuition guide you, and not letting the, you know, when the hair stands up on the back of your neck, trusting in that and not like moving forward anyway.
Well, I'm going to speak here because I think I'm still moving. It looks like you're froze, Chris.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep. Okay. Well, I couldn't tell if I maybe froze because I'm on not my net, but everything was perfect and gold, but it kind of makes me even reflect on what I said and look at it just a touch differently, which now makes me go, man, that really is. It would have been being, you know, as you said, I wouldn't have changed a thing because it brought me to who I am. In my case, if I would have went back and listened to my intuition every single time, really trusted myself, it would have just been bringing more of who I am to an earlier phase in my life and saved me. It would have shortened that window, that gap to get here. Because what we're really talking about is the authentic, the following your heart, not selling out not anybody else. If I would have, in other words, brought more of the man I am today, trusted that man further back, even to the point of not doubting him, even way back then, I think I still would have become everything. I would have just saved a lot of headache and hassle in the journey.
Mm. Absolutely. With, you know, obviously with mindset in mind, being that that's, you know, the area of expertise, could you think of, you know, maybe one to two characteristics that stand out above the rest that allow an individual to create results and success in their life?
Well, you know, if we're going with characteristics, I think some of them are innate and we're born with, other ones that we have to apply out of strength to get really good and ownership of. And so, you know, when I talk about characteristics, if I look across everybody I've had the opportunity to work with, even me, that truly reached success, number one, stay in gratitude, stay humble. Humble as a, let's just say, I don't even see it as a characteristic. I see it as a human quality of excellence. Because if I was to look at everything I know, even at this stage, it would be a speck about this big on the huge circle of what there is to know. Number two, those people that can truly build relationship, they can enroll people into their vision, their mission that are true. And so characteristics, communication skills, being able to verbally express your vision without fear. Number two, being able to express that to people in such a way that true enrollment happens. If you are looking to start a movement, a motion, it's getting people that want to be around it for their reasons. So in other words, able to explain it in such a fashion that they can either see their part in it or not, that they can, you know, it's kind of down to marketing in a way, right, Chris, to know who you're talking to. And part of that is your message will not appeal at all to the people you're not looking to be with, and it'll appeal fully to the people that you are looking for. And that's the beauty in my brief understanding of marketing, is fine tuning your message. One other characteristic is tenacity. If you're going to be the type of person that wants it all, but won't get up 10, 12 times for your dream, you're never going to make it. Anybody I've seen have early success, adapt to success real easy, they didn't hold on to it very long because they weren't willing to adapt. So tenacity in this world that moves so fast, I'm just going to say, if you have a big dream and you're going to cave at the first obstacle, you're going to give up, go home. If the mindset's even going to come to you at all, never mind, it's easier, I'm going to go back to being an employee for somebody, you're never going to get there, because there's a few bumps on the way to success. God bless anybody who gets it quicker, but I have yet to meet that person that sustains it and gets it quick. So tenacity would be the final. Don't freaking ever give up. If you really want to be successful, that's the biggest thing. Don't give up, because then it's not a matter of if you'll be successful, it's just when. The only time that we, in my opinion, fail is when we either blame somebody else for our results or we quit on ourselves. As long as those two things don't happen, I call that tenacity, you can do that.
I love it. And the comments are blowing up. People are loving it. They're saying Todd's on fire right now. That's Doc Dave, by the way, from My Accelerate.
Mr. David Donnelly and your beautiful wife, it's far, far overdue Christmas cocktails. Look me up, my friend. It is that time of year where we made a difference to a whole community of children. Everything else, right about this time a few years ago. I'd love to reconnect.
Awesome. So we got a little bit of time left. Let me double check. Yeah, we still got about 7 minutes. Perfect. So if you could give the audience any advice that would help them to get themselves started on this road to bettering themselves, to unlocking their full potential, to finally getting out of their own way and creating the life they say they want, what would you say to them?
I think the first thing is, whatever space you got to put yourself in, to be clear about what you really want in true choice. And what I mean by true choice is what you think in your mind, what you feel in your heart, what you are passionate about, everything. And to really get clear. And so many times that's like, what would I want? If I had the choice, what would I want my life to look like? And the funny thing is, you always have the choice. You just don't give it to yourself. Maybe I've said it this way, Chris, you know, who would you be if the world never told you who you had to be? Because if you can get really clear on what I want, why I want it, you'll develop the how. Most people are trying to figure out the how to get there, and they haven't even clearly figured out why they want to go there and what they want to feel or experience as a result of getting there. And therefore, there's no bigger drive. Trust me, it's not about a flashy car, a bigger house, anything. I've had those things. It is about, what do I want to feel? What do I want to experience? And why do I want that? And if you can get crystal clear on that, and then pick a mechanism that'll get you there, which is why I love what you do for the veterans. I think you have one of the best mechanisms out there for them to truly adapt to civilian life, be successful in civilian life, take everything they learned in the military that are hardcore skills and adapt them to tenacity in civilian life. But it's got to be for the right reasons and from the right space. In other words, it can't be, let me just put it this way, Chris. So many people, when I ask them, what do you want? All they can tell me is what they don't want. It's like how they're stuck. Yes, if you were a magic genie and you could grant them any wish and you said, what do you want? Most people either say, I don't know, lack of clarity, or they, and it's usually a mixture of both, or they start to tell me what they don't want. Well, I can tell you, what I don't want is another failed business, another failed relationship. I don't want to this. I don't want to that. And in none of those cases can they tell me what they want. And I ask that question to just about everybody. You know, God, this is borrowing a statement from somebody, but this was actually Mark Twain that said, I'm an amazing coach. I can help anybody get what it is they want to get. The problem is I can't find anybody to tell me what the frick they want.
Yep.
So take that for what it's worth. And, you know, by the way, sometimes you need a visionary, somebody who's truly living their vision, to shine the light on clarity. You know, I don't know if you do discovery sessions, Chris, if you allow people to check in with you, but bounce it off of somebody who has already been there. And by that, I mean, life of your dreams is going to look different than theirs. But if you're ever wondering how clear you are, find somebody you can bounce it off of. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's why I feel I want this. This is, you know, what I feel I want to do. If you just ask mentors for how to do it, you're getting nowhere. You can find all that on the internet all day long, anywhere out. A true quality mentor or a true quality community will find out really what you want and why you want it. And from those places, you may have to go through multiple hows to get there, but it's towing the cart before the horse not to know that.
Well said, brother. And thank you for sharing that wisdom. Here inside the OVF, a lot of you guys understand that too. It's why we lead with clarity inside the book. And I'll tell you from my own personal experience, and some of you guys have heard this before, my success, my real life-changing success started in life when I got really clear on what I wanted that life to look like and why I wanted it to look that way. But until that, I would always stop myself. I would always find something better to do. I would always procrastinate. And I know you guys, we just finished up we're in the process of doing our veteran survey with you guys right now. We're giving you the quiz so you can get the free ebook. And you want to know, guys, I'll tell you the number one reason you guys are saying you do not have what you want, because that is one of the questions on the quiz, is procrastination, is lack of motivation. And what Todd just shared with you guys is literally the solution and the cure-all for those two things. With clarity and passion, there is no such thing as lack of motivation. There is no such thing as procrastination, because you will be driven to do these things intrinsically from within. And it doesn't matter what's around you or what's trying to stop you, you will accomplish your goal. There are many people inside of OVF and many people that I get to know, Todd included, who live that. And so thank you so much for sharing that, Todd.
Well, if I can add one last thing to piggyback on that, Chris, there's a big difference between motivation. Motivation is temporary. You constantly got to get yourself. Out of what you just said, the brilliance and everything you just said, is you reach a place called inspiration. Inspiration is a limitless well. It is fortitude, willpower, strength, tenacity, all of those things. Motivation is a temporary state that you constantly have to get back into. And so, yeah, it's cheap fuel. The other is doing the hard work, because when you hit inspiration, man, that's like a long burning fuel. That's the distance.
Absolutely. Well, Todd, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for jumping on. 30 minutes does go by quick, so we're going to have you out again here in the near future. If someone wanted to get a hold of you, get more information from you, follow you on social media, how would they be able to do that?
Well, Todd L. Campbell, T-O-D-D, L as in Larry, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. So Todd at toddcampbell.com, toddlcampbell.com on Facebook, on Instagram. And the website is www.toddlcampbell.com. Go see me, anything else, and you can find me at all those places, Todd L. Campbell.
Perfect, brother. Guys, if you received value here tonight, show Todd some love in the comments. If you guys, if something hit you, a light bulb went off and it had an epiphany, you feel that things are shifting for you, do not keep that to yourself. There are many other people out in this world who need that help, who would love to have that same inspiration, that same shift, that same new belief inside themselves as well. So share the love, share this video with the people you know it would benefit. And again, one last time, thank you, the viewer, and thank you, Todd, for being here tonight. Cannot wait to see you guys next week. Have a fantastic rest of your week, guys. Peace.
Peace.